Let's get naked. Like the dish to do, like the dish to do.
Family, and thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of Let's Get Naked with Ms. Mofilla. Oh man, Corona. Let's just think about it. This time last week, I was having a good old time recording my Corona teen episode, you know, with seven other individuals, laughing, joking, and having a good time. And here we are today, day one into the city being shut down. And no, it's not the end of the world. No, it's not the apocalypse, because we are still able to access the businesses that are necessary for us to survive. Hence, grocery stores, hospitals, and things of that sort. Transportation still available. Not the end of the world, but they are strongly suggesting that we stay in our homes. And for once, I'm actually going to listen to what they have to say. So, shit's gotten real, y'all. Shit has gotten so real. Shout out to coronavirus. Like, I just don't know what to say. So, you know, once this whole shutdown was announced, I noticed the panic start to come over people on, you know, we've already told about social distancing, and it was almost like suggested before, but now it seems like it's a little bit more than just a suggestion. I think if we want to come up out of our solitary confinement, we need to listen to what the government is saying right now and just stay in our homes until we can come out and play again. But it's funny, because as I'm watching social media, I think we all got nothing but time to be on social media right now. I'm watching people's plans, and I've gotten such an array of responses to this shutdown that I felt like I should come on and give y'all a little of Mo's, you know, Corona teen do's and don'ts. And again, this is just me doing what I do. This is not anything that I feel like, you know, you should take as Bible, and if you don't follow it, you're not going to be successful during this quarantine time. This is literally me getting my ideas and ish off. Some of them are good. Some of them are just me talking my shit. Let's just call it what it is. But let's start off with the do's. Let's start off on a positive note. The do's for during the Corona teen time. First things first, my plan is to treat this like jail time. Now, that doesn't sound very positive, but I mean that in the most positive way. When you're forced to kind of sit down and sit with yourself, you can either let it break you, or you can let it make you. And I think a lot of times what makes or breaks people in jail is your plan while you're on lockdown, so to speak. So for me, I just have a huge plan of trying to conquer all the things that I said I would or should or was going to do, but never got done. Also just allowing my space to be in quiet, and just sitting, literally sitting with myself and quieting and allowing whatever comes out from that to come through and shine through. I'm a creative brain, so a lot of times great art comes out of that. Today I wrote my first poem. It was crazy. Like, I've never really been a poem writer like that, but you know, I read a couple of the lines and I was like, ooh, well, you kind of got the juice. You out here, baby. But no, just like I said, allowing the solitude time to be like a moment to just sit with myself. Now, I'm sure there's a lot of people, a majority of my listeners, that don't have that pleasure of being able to sit by yourself because you either have family, roommates, kids, all of the above. Your just household is not just you. In that case, I think my biggest advice for a do in that case is, you know, take this time to kind of take it back to the old school days, you know, really connect with your family members, really connect with the people in your household, get to know each other. I know it's easier said than done because people get on our nerves every once in a while, actually most of the time. But I think because we've become such a desensitized society, it's harder for us to tolerate each other as human beings. So if we are living in a household with each other, like, take the time to really talk. TVs off, tablets off, phones off, and just really get to know each other, play a game, do something that builds a relationship or a bond with you and that other person in your house. I can easily say that because all I have is my cat and my dog, and I don't have to deal with other humans. I mean, I do deal with my mom in my household. She's in a separate apartment, and we got a little system where we check in on each other, make sure each other's good. We cook each other meals alternatively. So, you know, just make sure you're looking out for everybody that's in your household and being a community, even if it's not within your specific household, making sure your neighbors are good, your elders, you know, the elders in your family, everybody. If you can't be there with them physically, I think it's a better idea to stay away from the elders physically because they are higher at risk. Make sure you're checking in on them. A lot of them can't use FaceTime. So, you know, if you can get that face-to-face interaction, get it in. But if not, you know, give them a phone call. Let them know you're thinking about them. I'm actually preaching to myself because I actually need to call my granddad. I think I'm going to do that tomorrow. Check in on him, see how he's doing. But yeah, another do is literally like think about something you've always wanted to learn. Now, this is aside from your goals and things of that sort. These are things that you probably would have never thought about had you hadn't been forced to sit down and sit with yourself. But for me, I just want to learn something new. I'm still trying to figure exactly which route I'm going to go because my creative brain can go so many different routes. But I definitely want to come out of this with a new skill. It might be learning how to do hair or like extensions or something like that, protective styles, because that's a big part of me. Like I'd be looking for protective styles and I don't always want to pay people to do it. Maybe that'll be my task over these next couple of weeks to figure out something new to learn or a new trade to put under my belt. But yeah, that's another do I would add to the Corona teen do list. Listen to music, man. Vibe out and have fun. Even if it's just you by yourself, yo, you don't know how many club nights I have experienced in the comforts of my own house. Shout out to all the DJs who've gone live on Instagram and provided a vibe. Even if you know, can't get on Instagram, get your playlist, get your speaker, and just vibe out. Get a mirror, get your sip on, whether if you're drinking or not, and just catch a vibe. I think it's important if we can't, you know, be out in the social settings that we're normally used to, that we do try to create those environments within our own home to keep us, you know, our spirits up. It's a daily task to make sure we don't fall into any type of depression. A lot of us don't know how to deal with isolation or being forced to sit still. So these are tips to help keep us sane during these unnormal times. What else can I think of as a do, as a do, as a do? Yeah, I would say remain positive, but that's mad cliche. Just keep it a buck with yourself. Oh, one big piece. Yo, if you don't understand it now more than ever, take the time to get off social media. Detach, even if it's just for 24 hours. Take time off of social media, especially with everybody being at home and in their phones. Social media can send you through a million and one emotional roller coaster rides if you let it, especially somebody like me who's empathic and definitely is emotionally invested in a lot of my interactions. Yeah, I found it very important to kind of come off of social media or set a schedule, limit your time on social media. Oh my God, that'll make the difference because you'll literally go crazy in these four walls and day will turn into night and you've been doing nothing but looking at your phone all day. We can't have that. We want to be as productive as possible, whether it's productive in resting, you know, productively. And by resting productively, I mean actually resting, not just laying there looking in your phone, taking the time to breathe, to meditate, and just be one with nature and yourself. So that's what I mean by actively resting. Yeah, I just went into a whole spiel on that. But yeah, yeah, I think that would be like most of my do's for what to do during this corona teen virus. All right, y'all, I need to get my life. This corona teen time. And again, I'm not telling y'all what to do. This is just me giving y'all tips on, you know, how I plan to get through this bid, quote unquote. But one of the things to not do. Now let's get to the petty side of things, because I've also noticed a lot of craziness transpiring ever since we've been kind of quarantined, told to stay in our homes, told to social distance. First things first, trying to find a random cuddle buddy right now is not the best idea. I'm raising my hand because I'm guilty of putting up statuses soliciting for cuddle buddies. Understand my posts are jokes. I think it would be absolutely insane in this time right now to just pull somebody that you don't genuinely have or already had a connection with into your home to try to connect with now. This is not the time, y'all. secondly, I know it's so easy to really immediately get into the doomsday frame of mind. It's understandable. I was there for a couple of days and kind of had to snap myself out of it, because it'll leave me living in a paranoid state. And if these are my last days on this earth, I don't want to live them paranoid. So for those, my doomsday preparers, I understand there is power in being prepared. However, also take each day as it is. I know conspiracy theory tells us to not believe what they tell us, but I'm trying to hold on to a shred of hope that this will pass and things will get back to quote unquote normal, whatever the heck that is, after this is all said and done. Of course, I would say you always do plan for the worst, or you think about the worst because you don't want to be blindsided, but don't get obsessed with the worst case scenario. Please. Don't obsess over it. Another don't is in that same line of don't getting that mind frame of doomsday. Stop making our crazy propositions or decisions on your life based off of us just being 2 to 3 weeks into a quarantine. I understand it feels different. It feels weird. But I promise you, today is not the end of the world. I promise you that maybe even next week is not the end of the world. So I've literally had an offer to be married to by a complete stranger, and offers, you know, to expand on families with people I'm just getting to know. It just feels like there's a huge panic for people to achieve goals. And it's like, wait, guys, wait. I get it. It's scary. But wait, let's not jump off the deep end. Like, relax, guys. Let's relax. And again, let's take each day as it comes. Of course, we be prepared, but let's not obsess and be irrational in all of it. But I just wanted to come in and check in on y'all. I hope everybody is doing what they need to do to maintain their sanity. Get your Netflix, you know, subscriptions, or your cousins or your moms or your cousin's moms, other cousins, uncles, friends, because, you know, ain't nobody paying for Netflix out here. make sure y'all got y'all Netflix accounts up. You know, you just doing what y'all got to do to get through. This ain't nothing but a 2-week bid. We out here, baby. And when we get out in these streets, I hope we remember these moments and appreciate the interaction that we do have with each other. I'm still trying to decide if I'm going to check in with y'all for next week, because I want to know if I want to. I'm not sure if I want to completely detach next week, like really be on some monk om stuff. But I'll keep y'all posted. In the meantime, if I don't drop an episode for next week, take that time to make sure you listen to my previous episodes from me to all the way up until this episode. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. Every single episode is a gem. It's just, you know, a message, and it's a vibe. As always, family, if you want to keep in contact with me, you can follow the podcast on all streaming platforms. You can also follow my Instagram at Let's Get Naked, LezGetNaked _ on Instagram. On Facebook, it's Let's Get Naked, 3 separate words, no underscore. You can also email me, letsgetnaked1@gmail.com. Or you can follow my personal social media pages, and that's Ms. Mophila, MZMOPHILA. That's on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Try to keep it constant. As always, thank y'all for tuning in, family. I love y'all. I ask that you guys listen with an open heart, an open mind, and open ears. Wash your hands. Don't let the Rona in your house. And Love on each other, and keep saying, y'all. Peace out. Mwah.